Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
It's not every day that we turn the entire radio station over to you, but we're doing it right now.
Goaty!
Oh, that's not Goaty.
There's Goaty.
Why'd I start with donkey? I know, right? Hey, what gets your at? Oh, no, it's what gets your goat.
There we go.
We're doing what gets your goat. What, this is when you tell us something that drives you nuts. Something that is a pet peeve. What, I'm afraid to tee it up to you.
I know, because everything just annoys the crap out of me. That's all I do is whine and snivel about everybody.
Do you have anything to complain about that isn't driving related? Because it feels like, no, actually, that's not true. You have the two things that I think you're most famous for complaining about.
Okay.
Is you hate anyone who drives on Arapahoe Road.
Yeah, because you're all doing it wrong.
And you hate anyone who uses a self-checkout.
Wow, you know me.
Like, those are the two, like, your
right.
Main...
People are too selfish in those two instances.
Yeah, I can't see.
I guess it all boils down to people that don't understand or realize that there's other people. This is not them, such as you. There's other people.
Do you think that maybe you're just too sensitive? Maybe you're too... I don't want to say you're too empathetic, because I don't think anybody would ever accuse you of that.
No.
But do you think maybe that you're, like, too...
I think I know what you're saying. Do I need these things so I can have something to be annoyed about?
No, that's not what I was saying. I was saying maybe you overly value everyone else's feelings and not your own. Like, you spend so much time going, well, if I get in that lane and I have more than 15 items, I'm being rude, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I am that guy. Because I understand there's other people.
But here's my thing. I assess the situation and I go, me with 23 items in the 15, if I'm checking myself out, me with 23 items versus grandma with
I'll
three,
give you that.
I got her by a mile.
Right. Faster. You're in and out a lot faster. I'll give
I
you that.
I have a system where I know when to put my card in, when to put my loyalty number in. And so at all times, one of my hands is doing, it's like loyalty, boop, boop. I'm ringing the first thing up, put the card in, boop, ringing the second thing up. It's done with my card. Pull that out, put it back in my, boop. And I mean, I can do the whole system so much faster. As I'm hitting the last item, I hit pay now, card, gone. I'm gone.
Dude, you've just summed it up for me. It's because you try and be two steps ahead. You try and think ahead, be ahead, not in the moment and go, okay, now it's time for me to go and get my card out and then swipe it in here.
I'm eventually going to have to pay.
Right. You know all these things.
It was coming the whole time.
Thank you. It's just that I don't have the energy anymore to deal with this on a daily basis.
So we want you to call in and tell us the thing. We having the radio station the size of this radio station, we feel like you come on and say what big thing annoys the crap out of you. Someone who does that thing may be listening and go, oh, I guess I never realized that was so...
I do that thing.
I should stop doing that thing.
Right.
I should maybe shop at 4 a.m. and not use the checkout lane.
Yeah.
So the first thing that we have is a whole stack of things from Reddit, and these are all driving related.
Yeah.
So we just need to see if Steve loses his mind. People who ride in the left lane on highways.
I know. And I'm tired of listening to myself go off on this concept, but it's the only lane that has a name. The name is passing lane. Once again, the name of the lane, you can't dumb this name of the lane down any more than passing lane. So if you're in the passing lane, you get confused. Like, what am I supposed to be doing in this lane?
Am I driving faster than anybody or whatever?
And then people that are driving 5 over the speed limit who think that they still belong in the passing lane.
If you're not passing.
Then you don't belong. It's so basic. It is so, you can't dumb it down. Yet this state is the worst. Yeah, and the reason I know that is because they had to put a stupid law in the book that said, hey, if you're driving in the passing lane, you're supposed to be passing. If not, there's 4 other lanes built for you.
Right, there's a lot.
Know your place. Know your place in life. Know your place on the interstate.
Know your place. That's got some deeper connotations that I'm just going to set right over there.
That's
I
fine.
I have to argue with you on one
point. Yes, please, yes.
The point that, and it's not even, we're not even going to argue.
Okay.
There are other lanes that have names.
Mm-hmm.
They're called the acceleration lane.
Oh, my God.
And the deceleration lane. They also have names. They're a little more complicated.
Yeah.
But if you're getting on to the, mm-hmm. it happens to me every time I go see my parents. I'm on exit 240. I'm coming. I'm trying to get on to 25.
Yeah.
And at that point, 25, it has been wide open. Truckers doing 85, and you're getting on, and somebody's like going 35, going, I'm looking for my gap. Your gap doesn't exist right now. What you got to do is hit the highway already going 85.
Hey, you don't wait till you're on it to accelerate up to,
that lane.
This state is the worst.
It's for.
Oh, my gosh.
Accelerate.
Right, thank you. It's to the point where, are they teaching this?
No.
They're not teaching any of this.
No.
Acceleration lanes, yeah, right.
And then the other thing is, when you're going to get off, you know, you're driving, it's like, ooh, I'm getting off at 120th. You don't start slowing down at Erie. You slow down in that, you get over, then you start slowing down. But you're going, if you're in that, the meat, the bulk of the highway,
yes.
you go as fast as you can.
Yes.
And then when you're ready, don't slow down. Oh, here's my turn, I should start. No, get over.
Then
slow down. Get over, then slow down.
Why is this so
get
hard?
Over.
Why is this so hard for these residents?
Now,
this?
But here's our problem. I think we've now made every single phone call we're going to get.
Oh, no. We already got enough driving.
100% about.
Yeah, we don't need driving anymore.
What else gets your goat? Is it, you know what gets my goat right now?
Hmm.
There's no solution. But at this point, let me look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6,
oh.
7.
Yeah.
I've had 7 calls today on my damn phone from people. Look, if you know me and you have my phone number, why? First off, you should. I don't ever answer this.
Right.
I answer it for one person, my mom.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. If my wife is calling, she doesn't talk on the phone either, so I probably answer because I'm like, something's wrong.
Right.
But nobody. So let's see. Catherine Lane, Ed Padilla, James Jeter. None of these people, they're not, the scam calls that come in now,
yeah.
they put a damn name on
they
it.
They do.
And it's like, wait, I can't remember, was Ed, James Jeter, one of my kids, Jim Jeter? And so I think for a split second about answering, like going, did Noah fall down on the basketball court? And I was like, no, it's a scam. Because then it's like, hey, yeah, I'm just following up on that insurance quote you want. I'm
right.
like, I didn't want an insurance quote, you God.
And what's the one where they actually say
the cops.
Yes.
Hey, the IRS is coming and the local cops will come get you.
Exactly.
Oh, is that how you talk at the IRS? We're good. We're tight with the local cops. We're coming to get you.
Exactly. If you don't call back with
call us back with your social and your... It's like, you're the IRS. Shouldn't you have that?
Right.
Pretty sure you got my social. You just let me verify it for you.
Idiots.
Okay, I'll rattle it off for you. All right, so drive, hopefully not a lot of driving, but if you have it, we'll take it. What is the thing that gets your goat? Michelle?
Yay.
Gets your goat.
So I used to live in an apartment complex where I used to do my laundry downstairs, and there was a coin-operated lens. You share them with all of your, you know, neighbors and whatnot. And what would drive me insane is those neighbors that would never time their laundry. So I would be drying, and then I would finish washing, and I need to use those dryers. I would have to be the mean person and pull out the clothes, put it on top, all their personal items, and put my clothes in because they couldn't time their thing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. In their mind, and this goes back to what Steve was saying before, where it's like, know that you're not the only person on the planet. They're probably on the other line dialing in right now going, you know, it gets my goat when someone has the nerve to touch my clothes and take them out. It's like, guess what? They have the nerve because your crap sat there. I'll let it sit there for 5 minutes. Maybe you got hung up.
Sure.
Maybe your cup of noodles took a little longer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's sitting there for 20 minutes.
Thank you.
You're done. I'm taking it out.
Exactly. You deserve it.
It ruins my day. Mm-hmm. It ruins my day. Gets me out of order. Yes. Get them out of there.
Thank you.
You got it. Yeah, you're right, Michelle, and your goat has been gotten.
Can I have another one real quick?
Yes.
Yeah, it's you just said it, dude. It's the people that are in the wrong that are pointing fingers at everybody. You're in
I'm the victim here.
So,
you're not the victim here.
No.
You're the... It's really hard not to curse today. I don't know what's going
you come
on.
Close a few
I have
times.
Come. I just keep like walking right up to right? it, and then I'm like, nope. Linda.
Yes.
Yeah. What gets your goat?
People standing in line at the grocery store talking on their cell phone as loud as they can. I want to turn around and punch them in the face.
Exactly. Right.
Linda. And I want to punch anyone who talks on their cell
phone.
Thank you.
Pardon me?
I want to punch anyone who talks on their cell phone, especially people, and I just discovered that my son is one of these people, who hold their cell phone flat, like flat with the ground instead of next to their ear and just talk into the bottom while on speaker. Now, if you're doing that in the comfort of your own home, in like a bedroom or something, go for it. But when you're standing in the middle of Target, it's like, I'm sorry, so did you want the ones with the nuts or without the nuts?
Rude.
It's rude.
But what really gripes me, and I go, travel a lot, so when I'm at the airport and they're talking real loud and my phone rings, I grab my phone and I don't even answer it. I just turn around and look at everybody and I say, I told you not to call me here.
There you go. Send the message.
Yes.
I'm not the rude one. Just excuse yourself. You're having a private conversation. Like, why wouldn't you? Do you really want? Do they want the attention?
Is that how kids, like, you know, his age, is that how they're talking into their phones now too?
I don't know where he learned it because he didn't learn it from me, but like he called his mom the other day and he's holding the phone flat and just talking into the bottom. And I was like, dude, I'm not raising.
Wow.
That's how Travis holds a phone, man. Yeah. You're not a Travis.
That type of guy.
Yeah, hold it. You know what it is? It's a phone. But they don't know. Like, if you handed my kid, like, a phone like you grew up with, he wouldn't even know what it was. You know what I'm saying? They don't, like, putting something next to your ear,
it's
they don't.
It's just dumb to them.
They don't, yeah.
Wow.
Jennifer?
Yay.
What's getting your goat?
Okay, don't get me started on signaling. It's just. Not only is it narcissistic, but it's also dangerous, not signaling.
Yeah, when you don't use your blinker.
I was calling.
Okay.
Yeah, I was actually calling because when I go to fuel my car and there is some idiot in within 10 feet of me who is fueling their car and they're opening and closing their door and they haven't turned their engine off.
Ooh.
And yes, and I have children in my car. I'm like, okay, thinning the herd, I'm okay with that, but don't take me out with you.
Jennifer, you can't see this, but in the studio, Slacker has been quietly backing away meekly, like he sounds like he's guilty.
Sorry.
What are
I'm
you
sorry.
Doing? Why are you doing
because,
these things?
Because, just,
dude.
It only, like, I don't know, my truck's really quiet and I almost never get caught. And, like, I just.
You run it?
And, like, especially in the winter, I don't want to, like, it's keeping my heater on and.
Dude, that if you create static shock next to.
Yeah, you blow yourself up.
Boom, right there.
You know what? Here's the thing. The way I normally fuel up is I pull up to the gas pump. I leave my truck running. I get out. I start the thing. I start texting with my other hand.
Yeah.
Once I've got the truck fueling in my back seat, I usually have a collection of balloons and I start rubbing them on my head.
Do you light a cigarette too? Yeah, that's great.
I know, Jennifer.
Yeah, just until
like
it sparks. Come on.
No. How hard is it just to shut it off?
It's really easy, Steve, but let me tell you this.
What?
I've let my engine run pretty much my whole life. And how many times have I exploded?
That's irrelevant.
It's totally relevant.
It's not.
It's totally relevant.
You're going to kill us all.
It's an argument that you would make. And you're just mad because you're like, wait a minute. You could put. Oh, you're right. It's old. You know what it is? I'm going to make the other analogy where people on an airplane, the flight attendants and whatnot, all go, make sure your phone's in airplane mode. I never put it in. And guess how many times I've been in a devastating phone-assisted crash. Zero.
Oh, but the one time you do.
It's a lie. It's a lie that your phone has anything to do with the navigation system, because if it did, they'd confiscate them when you got on. So, and it's a lie. It might not be a lie about the static from the car.
See? That's.
But nothing bad's happened to me.
Well, it's good.
It's not. Jeez. I'll start turning it off.
Yeah, you will.
In the summer.
Okay.
Amanda.
Hi.
Yay.
What gets your goat?
In the summertime when women pull money out of their bras to pay for things.
Oh, that's right. Nest.
Yeah, I just got done running a 5K, and I'd like to buy this candy bar.
Oh, my God.
It's just sodden, right? Oh.
Awful.
Yeah, no, let's not do that.
That's a good one, yeah.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.